Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's dive into a trending report right now. I guess some numbers are out from Spotify. When Taylor regained control of all six of her albums, her streams jumped like by 40% over the past couple days. Her song Speak Now went up almost 500%. So
Holy. People
are happy that Tay Tay got her music back, and they're just rocking it on the streams, I guess.
Well, yeah, I remember when it all went down that they were taken away from her, and it was a big deal. People were definitely in her corner to see her come out on top all this time later.
Yeah.
That's huge. Yay,
all
Tay.
The Swifties are giving her some support, giving her some extra pennies with all these streams.
She needed it, man.
She really needed it.
Yay, yay, Tay Tay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said yesterday. There's a big old map out about the most popular Pixar movies in each and every state. And I do love Colorado's because it really is one of my favorites. It's this one here.
Hey, can I borrow your odorant?
Yeah, I got smelly garbage or old dumpster.
Oh. You got low tide?
No.
How about wet dog?
Stick it up.
Like, I love that movie.
Monsters, Inc. is one of the greatest Pixar movies.
Absolutely.
Mike Wazowski.
There you go. We had a Boston Terrier that we named Sully because we love that movie so much.
That's funny.
Yeah, Monsters, Inc. by far and away was the biggest winner of the best Pixar.
Mike Wazowski!
Such a good one.
So good. Number two is Finding Nemo. Pretty solid. The Incredibles. Yes, good. Toy Story. And then Coco came in at number five.
I like that list.
It's hard to beat.
Mike Wazowski!
He's the man.
It's just so creative.
Yeah, the only one that I think would be better would be Up. I mean, Up was a great Pixar movie,
too. It really was. It gave you all the feels.
The first 10 minutes where it was really sad and stuff like that,
right.
I don't think it was that good of a movie.
Oh, really? Josh. Whoa.
Them just wandering through the desert with the annoying kid?
Yeah.
Fighting words.
I didn't think it was
cute.
That good.
Little grandpa. And the balloons on the house. Come on, it's so good.
Not their best.
Speaking of Disney stuff, or is Pixar separate now?
Disney, Pixar, now Disney, it's separate.
Is it separate?
It's separate, yeah.
Well, let's talk about Disney now. There's a big old debate online this morning about the best Disney movie soundtrack. This is over at Ranker.com. They do this kind of crap all the time.
Wait a second. I'd have to say Little Mermaid for me.
Under the Sea.
Yeah, there's so many bangers on that
Aladdin,
album.
Aladdin, a whole new world.
But
Frozen.
That's the new generation.
Yeah.
For me, I'd have to say Little Mermaid.
For me, I'm doing a throwback too, and it's funny because it came in at number one, but it had. Speaking of bangers, this little banger.
Kuna Matata.
Oh, duh.
Hey,
Kuna
Matata. Ain't no crazy.
Everybody need out.
No worries for the rest of your days.
It's what?
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
This gets you in the mood.
By far the Lion King.
That's
was.
A good one.
When did that come out?
90-something?
96?
That was the year that my parents took us on a road trip to Disneyland. In their Ford Taurus, and pretty exciting because it had a CD player in it, and that soundtrack was on repeat for
94.
Like
12
hours.
Okay.
Yeah. That was on repeat for 12 hours.
Your poor parents.
Back in the day, you knew that's when the Disney movie was huge because they played the songs on the radio, and I know we've played a few since then.
Thank God
but we don't do it anymore. That was like standard. There was like three or four songs from each Disney movie that were played on the radio, and that's how you knew it was going to be a hit.
Those people are talented. I mean, they're real singers, like the guys that are doing, guys and gals that are doing. Yeah,
Elton John, for goodness' sake.
No, who was the one that did the Tarzan whole soundtrack?
Oh yeah, the Tarzan one. Gosh,
oh my gosh!
Dang it.
He sings Phil Collins.
Phil Collins
did the entire Tarzan soundtrack.
Yes,
unbelievable.
The whole new world from Aladdin, like that was on the radio. Don't you remember? Remember, Jer?
What's trending locally?
Let's get into it, huh?
Gosh.
This is really big news that broke yesterday because Denver City Council approving that National Western Center, money to complete the first two phases of the project. So all in all, this thing is going to cost $1.6 billion. billion dollars. $812 million was approved yesterday. You know, you're right. Absolutely.
This is where the money needs to be spent.
It does.
Because that is such a huge revenue maker for the city.
It is. And that area.
And it's iconic.
That area needs to be upgraded.
Needs a little
facelift.
It does.
It's facelift.
So bad. I've told you guys how much I love Denver, and this city is just absolutely amazing. And you're right. I think that that's where we need to take the funds from taxpayers and just make sure that those parts of it, especially the National Western area, stays up to date. Because what they're putting in there is a new equestrian center for horse-related events. They've also got a 160-room hotel going in.
That's great. Nice.
The adaptive reuse of the historic building there on site. They'll have a community center that will be community-run, a parking garage, and a few dozen units of affordable housing. And that's just the first phase. So it is going to be...
It looks beautiful. If you've seen the renderings, it looks so good. It's going to be world class.
Yes. I cannot wait to see what it looks like when it's all said and done.
And it's such an iconic event every single year. I don't go to it anymore because it's the same thing every year. Just saying. But it's iconic.
But
so they need to pump some money into that.
And it is like such a big deal for people who come here for the first time.
For the National Western Stock Show.
Well, it's
that
like,
guy that MCs it. What's his name? Nobody knows. Phil Collins, I think.
Phil Collins. That's
it. Phil Collins.
105,000th National Western Stock Show. It's a Colorado tradition.
105,000th.
105,000.
I got that. Nice. Okay.
Yes, the horses are here.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Every year.
Yeah, you're right. So it's the same. It's that. It's that
it's
type
that
of
guy.
Hype.
You have been there quite a bit.
Oh my
I don't
once
know
or twice.
That. Katie,
once or twice.
So many times. I mean, we used to have to go there every year for the station too.
Well,
so
yeah.
We'd be out there like.
I used to have to go there a lot. I remember breaking in a pair of cowboy boots at the stock show. That was a bad idea.
That's a rookie mistake.
I know
what are
it
you
was.
Doing?
It Jeez. Was. That was my first year, and I learned after that. I tell you,
don't ever do that at the National Western Stock Show.
It lives rent free in your head, doesn't he? Like
yeah,
I don't
does.
Know. His I had no idea he bothered you that much. That's funny, but it is a good move for the Denver City Council to approve that money.
Certainly
like
is.
You said, cannot wait to see. They were busy yesterday too because something else that they did was they voted to pass new regulations for scrap metal sales. I just thought this was fascinating because they did it with catalytic converters. Remember, because people were stealing them, just going up to cars and stealing them, and it's super expensive to replace those. So what they did is they implemented some things at scrap yards where they're like, you can't take catalytic converters unless the people can prove A, B, C, and D, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they've started doing with copper, or they will start doing with copper as well as bronze, brass, and aluminum. But you have to refuse all cash transactions. So they can't accept cash for
like
these
that.
Sales anymore.
Yeah.
I do too. Because that's the thing is they were actually looking at 500 reported cases of scrap metal in 2024. So they were targeting different things like the chargers, the EV chargers.
Oh, yeah.
They were taking the copper from
my buddy
things.
Had his catalytic converter stolen in Denver, too, right?
Yeah.
You went to a dinner and then he got back into his car and he was like, oh. All right.
Yeah.
Doesn't work anymore.
This is part of the thing that they're doing is they're making them keep records of purchases. You've got to have copies of photo IDs and all kinds of stuff.
That's smart.
License plate numbers. I agree. I think
I like
this
it.
Is a
this
good
is
move
news.
On their part.
Riveting.
It's a good move. It's going to save
really
people a lot
stuff.
Of money. Hey, amphitheaters, how about this? They put out a list for the 10 best in the nation. There are over 1,000 amphitheaters in the U.S. So, I mean, come on. We're in the top 10 3 times in
great.
Colorado.
Not again.
I know.
This is going to bring more people.
Here's the thing. So you would think Red Rocks, in my opinion, they would be number one each and every time.
Smecca.
Right?
Yeah.
That is the place
Maybe.
You go
That's
for
it.
An outdoor amphitheater.
So unique, so beautiful.
So Red Rocks coming in at number 7 on this list. But
what's that all about?
I guess they can't always be number one.
No.
They've been number one quite
it's
a few times.
It's got to be number one.
Number 7. Number 9 was the Dillon Amphitheater. I've heard a lot of really good things
Same.
About that.
Almost
yeah.
like
that's
that
right
better,
on the
yeah.
lake.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard Dillon has a great amphitheater.
One of the best.
Our highest in Colorado, number 4, Gerald R. Ford Amphitheater in Vail.
Oh, never
yes,
been.
Yes, I haven't either, but
never
I imagine that's got to be a really pretty one. In Vail, everything in Vail is pretty inexpensive. the number 1 amphitheater in the U.S. goes to Pavilion at Bethelwood Center for the Arts in Bethel, New York. I'd never heard of it.
Never heard
I know,
of it.
I've never been there. I think
list.
Ours is better.
This is a dumb list.
Come on, we made it three times. We made it three times.
That's
on
pretty cool. We only know one of them.
That's pretty cool.
You've only been to one of them?
I only know one out of the three.
No, you know Dylan.
That's the one I know.
Red Rocks.
Oh, Red Rocks was
number
on it?
Number seven. Yes.
I checked out. I honestly glazed over
Thanks
during
for
that story.
Paying attention, Jared.
Totally glazed over.
Okay,
I still got that stock
one?
Show guy in my head.
He's still being
shot. Red Rocks Amphitheater.
By the
live
stock
music.
Show guy.
Post Malone.
Okay. Three moose attacks in 4 days.
Now we're talking.
Jeez.
Now yeah. I'm tuned in.
Okay, so the attacks, which all involve dogs, happened between May 30th and June 1st. So just over a couple day period, 4 days, that's what I said. But yeah, so they're saying the dogs, here's the big thing with this. Even if you're out and about on a mountain road and you don't think there's anybody around, you should still keep your dog on a leash. And I know how hard that is. I know you want your little puppy Nana to be able to explore wherever it wants. Especially if you're out and about. And again, if you're not on a trail that a lot of people are on. Mm-hmm. I get it. I've been guilty of this. Mm. But this is why the moose are attacking. A big reason.
Moose hate dogs.
They see the dogs as wolves. They think immediately that is a predator and I need to eliminate the predator. And if there's people around the predator, that's just, you know, you are a bystander, an innocent bystander, but it doesn't care. So yep. These moose attacks are pretty aggressive right now. Because
that's something you don't want attacking you.
You
it's a big
do
old moose.
Not.
They will trample
they're
you
huge.
Down into pudding, into a big old puddle.
Do not want to go toe-to-toe with a moose. So they're
so
saying,
pretty, though.
Again, all of, they are beautiful.
God,
they're
I love mooses.
Majestic.
I've always wanted a cabin up in the mountains with the big fireplace that goes all the way up with big stone,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And either have a moose head above it or a buffalo head above it.
Oh.
Why not both? One on either side.
Oh,
if it
gosh.
Was tall enough, I would have both.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Peter's cool. Freaking out.
I know.
Right now.
I was like, I don't really want. I maybe wanted
a moose that had died of natural
moose
causes.
Moose and buffalo
I
die,
want
you guys.
A
that
picture.
Happens.
You know, I, that
it
I could honor the moose.
I just
go,
want
Jer.
A picture I took of
and
the
I
moose.
I would honor him.
Good cover.
Oh, and Steamboat. No,
there.
For real. Like, I don't want a moose head.
I'm not talking
head.
To you, Kate. I'm talking to Jer. I'm talking to Jer.
Or a buffalo head.
Yeah.
I think they're the coolest looking things.
They are.
No, they are cool. I just want a picture of it. A picture of it is what I. Anyway,
you won't be invited. You're not going to come to my cabin.
Just
then. How about that?
Yeah, fine.
You know what? You're not invited.
To yourself.
Good.
But
I want
I like
you in there
cabins.
Farting the place up anyway.
I like cabins.
No, you're not
I
coming
would like
to mine.
To come to your cabin.
I get
a
to
moose
go.
Head.
Maybe
I get
I'll just
go.
Put a blanket over your moose head while I go visit your cabin.
I'd ask you to leave.
Okay.
I'd cut two holes in it,
you're
and if it was a white sheet, I'd make it a ghost. That's a moose ghost.
Where's the rest of my body?
Hey, let's move on to the Wiener Schnitzel and Walmart. Do you hear
Excuse
about
me?
This?
Pardon
yeah,
me?
They're teaming up to bring you the dogs. Okay.
And so burgers.
Walmart and hamburgers. Yes,
and hamburgers.
Exactly. So Walmart stores are going to start teaming up with Wiener Schnitzel. They're doing it in 6 restaurants across the country this autumn.
Nice.
One of them's coming to Colorado.
Are you yeah. serious?
Yes, Colorado Springs, though.
Hey, that's all right.
Hey, you'll
well,
go,
gives
right?
me an opportunity to Just play this.
You're looking for a place to eat
yeah.
with friends or family. Some serve burgers, some serve hot dogs. No one can agree.
That's right now.
Say to Wiener Schnitzel, we're all together now. With hamburgers and hot dogs, no
yeah.
more need to look around. Hamburgers and hot dogs, all together now. After Wiener Schnitzel, it's all together now. After Wiener Schnitzel.
I actually,
love
after
that.
Hearing that, I don't want to go.
That was
you don't
so
wanna...
good.
They actually have really good ice cream.
Do
that's
they?
The thing I think people sleep on the Wiener because it's Tasty Freeze.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. So you can
oh.
dip the ice cream cones into any kind
yes,
of flavor you
that's
want.
That's pretty good. And your hot dog, too.
Yeah, then you get your chili dog.
Why
and then
do I feel so uncomfortable saying Wiener Schnitzel?
Okay,
well,
because you're a
yeah.
14-year-old boy.
You're looking for a place
body.
To eat with friends or family. Some serve burgers, some serve hot dogs. No one can agree.
It's okay when you sing it, though.
That's so good.
Give me a wiener.
Hey.
Give me your best wiener.
On three, and cover it in chili.
Get all the wieners
yeah.
out here.
They actually have really good food at Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah.
Don't sleep
schnitzel.
On
never
wiener
had
schnitzel.
One, actually. I
what?
Bet they do. I was looking at pictures of them this morning because I've really never eaten at one. Well, I have never eaten at one. And yeah, it looks pretty darn tasty.
Seriously?
It's like a wiener parade in there.
It's
They're
amazing.
Bringing out, they got so many wieners in there.
They do.
They've lost count.
And hamburgers.
Wieners for days.
I mean, and you can get a combo. You can do your combo wiener.
A yep. burger yeah. and a wiener?
Oh, yeah.
Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
You can get a wiener and a burger bun if you
Are
want.
Are you kidding me right
Live
now?
Live dangerously.
Don't make me play the jingle again. Don't make me do
Don't
it.
Don't make me do it. Maybe just a little.
All right, well, maybe I'll try it when.
Yeah.
Give me a finest wiener.
Yeah, and say that when you go there, too.
You there. Please do. You there, young lad behind the counter.
Chop, chop.
Present me with your finest wiener.
Jeez. All right. Okay.
All right.
I really want you to say it like that.
All right. We're done. That's your trending report, Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Denver's Mix 100. Coming up, we got PMI. We'll give you a positive, a minus, something interesting. And in case you missed it, we'll give you all the details about how you can win Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets today from JKJ, Big Rob, and Nina. Right now, traffic time.